I told a couple of you who the composer was. Any guesses from someone I didn't tell? Chris?
Unfortunately, somebody told me.
Oh, okay. All
right.
No bother.
I got a different answer. Petey Kubat.
Yeah, thank you. Very good. Good answer. Actually, before I tell you the answer to the mystery composer, I will tell you that I was very much inspired by Elaine Carter, who I was hoping could be here tonight, who is a collage artist. And she worked with Deb to put together a whole bunch of photographs of her mother that were sitting in boxes under the stairs and made them into a piece of art. Just absolutely spectacular. And so we can enjoy all those photos all the time. And it's just downstairs if you want to take a look. And then when I took another look under the staircase, I found this box of my own compositions I hadn't opened for 25 years. Mm. And I pulled it open and I found four pieces that didn't actually embarrass me. And you just heard two of them. So Don Keats, I studied in Don Keats's class at DU. Yeah, so obviously I was studying 18th century counterpoint. So I was trying to make something that sounded like Bach. The next two pieces, which are also by me, have nothing to do with Bach at all, or 18th century. They are much more modern in style. And the first one is based on a chorale tune, which I call Excelling. And the second one is a piece that I originally performed I wrote it for myself as an encore. And it's called Afterthoughts of Liszt and Keats. Donald Keats, not the poet. So Excelling and Afterthoughts on Liszt and Keats.